Good evening.
Yo ho, me hearties, yo ho, with a bottle of rum and scrub the deck and chuck people's heads off and shoot them with cannonballs and give me a parrot, I'll cut off its head as well.
Hello,
rip off its wings.
No, we are here, yeah. Oh, but get rid of Blackbeard. What's he doing here?
That and was hello. My sea shanty made up sea shanty made up on the spot.
All right,
without any preparation.
Oh, well done.
With your quivering in your pirate boots.
Oh my God.
Well shove done. Me hook up your arse.
How exciting and welcome.
I'll slap you with my stump.
And welcome to the Penny Morthouse podcast.
We're back
welcome.
Again.
We're here, your three most favouritist podcast hosts.
Oh, I feel seasick.
Oh dear.
Oh, I've got
seasick.
Has anyone got some of them sea leg tablets? Because I can feel myself going.
I need one of them wristbands, you know, with buttons in the middle. Yeah. Go up pressure points.
Oh yeah, get me back in that cabin, I can't deal with it. Sea legs, oh it's rough tonight.
Well, I'm Paul.
And I'm Oriel.
And I'm Christopher.
And as you've probably guessed by now, this week we're going to have a little chat about pirates.
Arrgh!
Arrgh!
My heart is.
Arrgh!
And all that, you scurvy scum.
Yeah.
What would be your pirate's kind of... Would you rather have a patch, a wooden leg, or a hook?
I think
patch is probably
yeah because
favorite.
I think that'd be a bit more aesthetically pleasing than not having limbs.
Yeah, so you've either got a choice of no leg, no hand or arm, and then pirates used patches so that when they went under the deck they could flip up the patch and they could see because there was no artificial light under the deck.
Alright then, no fucking eye.
Well, you see, I've been really smug there and done you. Because that's a true pirate fact.
Is it? Yeah. So what? So they keep the patch on.
They had patches, not because they were all one-eyed freaks, but because they Cyclops. Needed to see between daylight and darkness very quickly. So they'd go under into the bowels of the ship, flick up the patch, instant night vision, and they could find what they were doing.
No way, Jose.
Yeah.
It's
true. Well, so pirates.
Pirates. So pirates... Generally, they were ex-Navy men,
yeah.
Or they were privateers who'd gone to the wrong side of the law. So privateers were a private ship that sailed the seven seas on behalf of
terrorists.
A country.
Terrorists, they were.
Clarify,
terrorists.
Are we talking?
Yeah, privateers are terrorists. They're basically pirates that are funded by the government to attack other country, rival countries' vessels.
Or other pirates.
Or other pirates. So essentially... It's like...
You're all modern, aren't you? Everyone's a terrorist these days.
Is he on about Captain Phillips-esque Somali pirates here?
They weren't.
No.
They weren't. Well, this is it. They weren't
this is
pirates.
What I need clarity on. Are we talking about olden days pirates?
They weren't
or
pirates.
Are we talking about Somalian pirates?
They weren't terrorists in the 17th century.
Oriel's done 3 weeks research on Somali pirates.
I can tell you everything, honestly. Jesus. Know everything about Tom Hanks.
No, our pirates have... our pirates have got cutlasses, not machine guns.
Right, okay.
So pirates, obviously, they are bad guys.
Yeah.
But a lot of them were people who defected from noble...
Well, it's like you said, privateers obviously were funded by the government, weren't
they? Yeah, they were.
But you had to give a heavy, hefty chunk of your plundering back to the government. A lot of them would be like, oh, boss, I can do this myself.
It's like...
I'm going on my own, Jeff.
It's cards in or... Cash in hand, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's it. And buried treasure, you know, that's what a lot of them would do. They'd plunder... Sail back to Britain, for instance. You know, they'd taken out a few Spanish ships and taken out a few...
Doubloons.
Yeah.
I love that word.
Oh, we got doubloons, the
pieces
of galore. And then they'd have to stop off at Isle of Wight.
Dig it all.
Chuck it all in and then go back down to London.
In them days, Isle of Wight used to be connected to England. Well, they've just dug that many holes.
That's it. They dug too many holes... Burying too much silt.
Treasure and all
treasure.
Sorts.
All the time I dig holes when I need a shit when I go camping.
Well, you.
So they're doing better than me.
You're leaving.
Although someone will be very pleased to dig that up.
Yeah.
Some weird bastards.
There'll be a website for that.
There'll be
leaving little bits of treasure of your own.
Yeah, that's
leaving
it.
Leaving your mark.
Yeah, you don't need to buy your treasure, you can produce it.
Foundshit.com.
Where did you find some shit today?
Oh, there'll be lads cracking one off to that on the internet.
Yeah.
Travelling hand.
There's homeless blokes.
I bet they've got them. Them like soft boards that you put on you. The old women have for gardening.
Oh, I know, so they can kneel down.
Yeah, so they can kneel down on the knees.
Yeah, they'll have one of them.
Cracking one off over from, a buried ship.
From better work. So, pirates,
yeah,
go on.
So back to the pirates. They've been portrayed a lot as being an unruly bunch of vagabonds and ragamuffins.
Yeah, well, I think modern day, you know, we've got Pirates of the Caribbean and...
Captain Pugwash,
oh,
yes.
The best one.
Yeah, Seaman Staines, Roger the Cabin Boy, and what, like Treasure Island and stuff like that. Yeah. And they're always, you know, jolly souls. But I think by looking into the pirates of the time, there were some very nasty bastards amongst them all.
Oh, God.
They were nasty, but what they did have was rules.
Oh, did they? Oh, they had a rule book then.
Oh,
they did
have a rule book.
Rape's all right if you've got rules.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
They did have rules, and early on in the formation of the rules, they were known as the Custom of the Coast or Jamaica Discipline.
Oh, yeah.
What did that involve?
That's an all different thing now. They're in Kingston.
Well, it's like if you stay off the weed for more than a day, I think.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, but very disciplined Jamaican.
Smoking Dak Ganja.
They more formally became known as the Articles of Agreement.
Oh, did they now?
Which is a bit dull, so we'll just call it the Pirate Code. And there was a bit of variation to begin with, but then one of the most successful pirates in the world, called Black Bart, he had the definitive set of rules, which all pirates then went to follow. So we're going to tell you about these rules.
Oh.
So then, if you want, you might want to sign up.
Yeah.
And become a pirate.
Exciting. If we want to be pirates, I mean, I don't know if these rules are carried through to the Somalis these days, but if we want to be pirates, these are the rules that
these
we have
These are
keep.
The rules of play. So, ooh. Number one, every man shall have an equal vote in the affairs of the moment.
Oh, democratic.
Everything is democratically done. If anything's seized, like any booty from other ships and stuff like that, everyone gets...
any what? Booty?
Yeah, booty. I'm not talking about asses.
So you're talking about bubbles then.
No.
Booty?
I'm in pirate
look
mode.
At, look at that booty on that boat. Shake that
Well, we're in, yeah. in Jamaica.
Exactly,
we've got hot
yeah.
pants on bouncing the bodies.
Shake that ass, watch yourself.
But just to finish off...
Just to finish off? Well, we had two rules.
I'm just finishing off the first rule.
I was waiting with bated breath then.
Well, just to finish off on the first rule, and I quote, he shall have an equal title to the fresh provisions or strong liquors at any time seized, and he shall use them at pleasure unless a scarcity makes it necessary for the common good that a retrenchment may be voted.
Oh, so I don't agree with that one. I don't agree about it, because you're always going to get someone taking the piss, aren't you?
Well,
you know, like, someone who's a bit of a pisshead, he's going to be...
greedy.
Yeah, he's going to be in the rummaging through rum...
Having more than his rum ration.
Exactly, and then everybody else is going to get pissed off. He's like, bloody hell, old pisshead Jack, he's had three bottles this week. And everybody, I just wanted a drink on a Friday. I'm not into Monday, Thursday
yeah, I'm
drinking.
I'm a weekend drinker.
Yeah, I'm a binge man, you know, he's had it all time. Bloody pisshead Jack. And then it just causes tension.
Well,
and everybody starts arguing, and before you know it, the body's flying overboard and all sorts.
I thought that was quite a good rule, to be honest, that basically you can get hammered whenever you want.
But you've got to keep provisions up, haven't you?
You've got to.
And especially if you went through Scotland, because it's bloody expensive beer now.
Well, it is. So rule number two, you're not allowed to steal from each other.
Oh, common sense, isn't
it? And if you do get caught stealing from one of your fellow shipmates...
Finger off.
Whether it was jewels, money, or clothes, you shall be marooned.
Marooned?
Oh, right, so that does mean bumming then, doesn't it?
Marooned?
Yeah, we can say it's a euphemism for bumming, come on.
Everything means bumming to
exactly.
you.
Exactly, well, that's what I mean, it's a podcast.
You've got bumming on the brain.
Marooned.
Come on then, elaborate.
Well, you get left on your own on an island.
All right, yeah, is that what they call it?
To certain death.
But if you're marooned, what are the rules of marooning? Do you have to just wait till the first island that you
come
across?
Well, no, they drop you off on a deserted island.
I understand.
And then they give you a bottle of rum,
yeah.
And then you've got a choice then. You can either down the rum and just kill yourself from downing a bottle of rum, or you can drink
you
the rum.
You kill
and
yourself
drunk.
If you drown... down a bottle of
it
rum.
It might have been a very big bottle. I don't think we're talking pub measures. It's not 25 mil.
Yeah, but still, it's not going to be... even if it's a bloody... You're not going to kill yourself drinking rum.
Well, you know, that's a lie.
That was what they were... That was what
it they were. Do you know what it was? Bullshit. It was super strong, though, back in the day.
Right.
Down at bottom at barrel, it was... Usually, you'd see, what, 40% for rum.
Yeah.
And I think it's more like 85%. That's a fact as well.
Yeah, that's strong stuff. No, rule number three.
Not Morgan Spiced.
Oh, yeah. Sailor Jerry's.
Yeah, and it's not ponced up rum. It's like hardcore rum.
Hardcore white rum.
Like lambs. 1970s rum. That's modern shit.
You have it straight on the rock if you're a parent.
Especially if you're,
if you're a bad pirate and you've crashed.
Yeah.
Rule number three.
Yeah.
No gambling.
What?
No dice or cards.
Fuck that.
I didn't think that'd be a rule. I thought they'd be all over a bit of...
they love gambling.
A bit of coiny with the balloons.
You can gamble when you're... you can gamble when you're on parked shore. Up. And you've gone on shore.
But not...
Because
it causes arguments.
Exactly.
And then you end up with bloody bodies going overboard again.
Walking the plank and all that business. Rule number four. The lights and candles shall be put out at 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, prompt.
8 o'clock's early, though.
So it's early bed. However, if any of the crew desire to have a drink, after that hour, they shall be permitted to sit upon the deck without lights.
Ah, so you got the moonlight.
Oh, you got the moonlight, so it's not too bad.
It's a bit dangerous, that, though, isn't it, if you're, like, staggering about
pissed up. Yeah.
Just go have a slash over the side.
Yeah.
There'll be no Jack and Rose situation circa Titanic 1997, will there?
No, true.
let's get it straight.
You only need a bit of a bumpy ride, don't you, an heavy wave or something, and that's it, you're
that's
gone.
That's it, you're gone.
Christ, every time I go for a piss, when I'm pissed, I fall it back. So I don't know how I get on a bloody, really rocky boat, like, Jesus.
David Jones's locker.
You just have to squat in to put it in a cup.
Yeah, no, that's been
Save known. It for later.
Not it, yeah.
Rule number four. No, rule number five. Each man shall keep his piece, cutlass and pistol at all times clean and ready for action.
Oh. Ah, so there's a bit of...
preparing for every eventuality.
Well, yeah, and a bit of discipline there. Because, you know, if you're going to be going into battle, you've got to have your gun nice and clean.
My piece is always ready for action.
It's clean, though, is it?
No, hey? It's clean, yeah.
Full of barnacles.
Yeah, cough, smegma, cough.
It's really clean. And it is quite barnacle infested.
Like a shipwreck it is.
It's like there's a rubber ring around the base of your knob. In fact, it's not a rubber ring, though, is it? It's a ring of something else.
It's a cock ring. It got jammed
back in 1983.
Yeah, it's been there years. You don't want to see that build up.
So is that the final rule?
No, come on.
All right, so you just got to keep your sword shiny
and
your gun clean.
I'm going to dust through a few more now because I think this is important. Never bring your dates home, so no boy or woman... shall be allowed amongst the crew, and if any man shall be found...
No boy!
Yeah.
Oh, specific,
yeah, like
that,
a
isn't
young...
it? Like, you can have sex with boys when you're a pirate. That were the law in them days.
Oh, but not God. Men. Just boys.
Just boys. Just
oh,
boys.
Dirty bastards.
When you're out at sea for a long time.
Well, a pie's a pie when you're hungry.
Any man...
Exactly. Every hole's a goal.
Exactly.
Any man found to be seducing one or the other... and carrying her to sea in a disguise shall suffer death.
Oh my!
So if you sneak your bird onto a boat...
What, dress up as what, draw a moustache and beard with a bloody shark?
And then the captain finds out, you've had it.
Dressed up as a barrel.
Bring her in a shipping container, one of them big wooden pallets.
You've not got much choice for a hiding place, have you? Barrel.
It's a barrel with two holes in for legs.
Go on, Janice, get your ass up there.
Can you wait?
I'm trying to walk up a plank with a fucking barrel. I've got a fucking barrel on my head. What do you want me to do?
Shuffling
Shut
about.
Shut up and keep fucking moving. Quick, black beard will be out in a minute. He'll rumble us.
Just drill an hole where your fanny is.
And one at top for your mouth.
That's for feeding you, honest. It's for feeding you, honest.
Popsicles again.
Fucking sick of icebox.
Stand by your hearties.
Arr.
Any man who deserts the ship or his quarters or his comrades in the time of battle shall be punished by death.
Oh,
or marooning.
Okay, yeah.
I'd take marooning.
I'd take a marooning.
See, Tom Hanks on Castaway, he did all right.
Yeah, he did.
And he didn't even have a bottle of rum.
Yeah.
No.
He just had a ball.
He had a football, didn't he?
Yeah, and an ice skate.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Weren't even any ice.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
If you do fall out on the ship, you're allowed to have a quarrel, but it's got to be done on shore. So you can fall out. If you fall out, you have to make friends.
Oh,
I fucking see you on shore.
Yeah. And then when they park up,
all hell breaks loose. I wonder if that's where that comes from. I'll see you outside.
Yeah, I'll see you on beach.
Yeah.
They have to do a duel, back to back, walk away.
Then you can either
do pistols or
let's
you can
turn
do
around
swords.
And have some fun. So what? They're back to back.
Yeah, and then, you know,
so many
take paces, and it's either a shot.
Draw, or...
And if you don't kill him with sword...
Kill Alan Bennett, he was last week, draw. Back to pirates now, Christopher.
If you were to lose a limb or get injured in service, you got compo.
Did you?
You did, yeah.
Yeah, were there blades?
Always ringing, all they were, the parrots were messages. Have you been injured? Have you been injured during this journey?
Did you get whiplash during that storm?
A bloke in a rubber dinghy following you around like an ambulance chaser of old. Can't keep up with these fucking boats. Has anyone been injured?
And there's splinters in your ass. Anybody got splinters in their ass?
Who's been cut by a sword? Who's been fighting?
There's regulation now on wax on these decks to make sure nobody gets splinters on their ass. And if you have got splinters in your ass, then you are entitled to compensation.
Well, you got...
Get your chebs out, Jeff. Let's have a peek. Let's have a butcher's. £3,000 there, son. £3,000, you'll get yourself an holiday. You and kids.
Spread those cheeks.
Well, you're not far off with £3,000.
Get that candle over here, I can have a lot of count. It's 7:49. I've got to make supper yet.
You're not far off. You got 800 pieces of 8 in your compo package.
Mm. What does that translate to normal UK standard 2018 money?
That.
Hey, up, rustling of papers.
I know, yeah.
God. It's worth a shitload. Like.
About £20,000?
Yeah, thereabouts.
£30,000?
No idea, have we?
No, a jar of glue.
We're trying, but we don't know. But
£20,000, though, I'd love off an hand.
You get compo.
I'd fucking do it out for £20,000. Jesus.
And just as a little aside, a piece of 8 was still acceptable as legal tender up until the 1850s.
Really?
So and what's a piece of 8?
A Spanish dollar.
A dollar.
I need a Spanish dollar.
Yes, dollar. So, anyway, getting on with the rules. If you were one of the top brass at the pirate ship, so the captain.
Top dog.
Or the quartermaster, from whatever you got from, like, you robbed a ship.
Or you plunder.
You split it into so many equal shirts. Yeah. But if you were the captain, you got 2 lots of the shirt.
Ooh.
The quartermaster got 2.
Double bubble.
The master gunner got a share and a half.
Right.
The boatswain got a share and a half. All other officers a share and a quarter. And every other private gentleman, 1.
You've got to work your way up the ladder, aren't you? Up the rope ladder.
A bit of incentive, you see.
Yeah.
It's a meritocracy. The harder you work, the more you progress.
The more money you get. There we go.
And then the last, but not least, rules of all the pirate rules... The musicians shall have a rest on the Sabbath day by right.
All other days
by favour only.
So I thought the musicians would be required more on the Sabbath day. Day of relaxation.
Well, you think so, but everyone gets a day off.
Even the violinists.
Well, if you think about it, they've probably been going at it hard on Saturday night, drinking all the rum.
True.
Playing all the fiddles.
What kind of musicians did they have then? Fiddles, yeah. Spoons.
Penny whistle. Like Blue Peter tune.
Cowbell.
They needed a bit of bass in there, didn't they, for old booty?
Oh, of course they did, yeah. Fucking hell. All that
a boombox.
All that big bouncing ass.
Well, they could just hear Blinky Roger pounding away on barrel. That'll give you a steady beat.
Bloody Roger's shagging that barrel again. What's going on? Only trying to take some tins of beans to Somalia. Jesus.
What's going on with Rod? Balls deep in that barrel again. He's a wrong in that Rod, you know.
Yeah, oh God, I saw him last week.
Have you seen him?
Yeah, he was shagging Ward. Good God.
Splinters in his heart, splinter in his dick, that lad. He won't speak to that bloke in that dinghy. He'll get a fucking fortune.
Give him his due. He keeps a steady beat.
I must say, yeah, he's good at bongo drums, though, isn't he?
Hot vinegar strokes.
He's an odd one, isn't he?
Yeah. Always a wrong.
I tell you what, I got up last week for a piss. I saw him shagging a barrel.
We're not still having sleep. No, I fucking weren't.
Oh. Someone said he's got a couple of chicken fillets in there, but I'm not having it.
I heard he's got some liver in a jam jar in his bedroom. Can't confirm or deny.
And a Pringles tube full of jam.
Pringles tube full of jam.
That's what I did, isn't it?
Pringles chew stuff with baby wipes and jam. Moist and soft.
Oh,
and a little bit sticky.
Oh, marmalade, if I'm feeling exotic.
Might get a shred under that, won't
mate. Might get a shred under
that. Oh, special occasions.
So there you go. We're all now qualified to join a pirate ship.
Are you in?
I'm in, yeah.
Yo ho, me heart is yo ho.
Yo ho ho. So shall we learn about some pirates?
Yes, go on, tell us all about these pirates.
Right. Well, I've been looking at a pirate by the name of Black Bart. His real name was John Roberts.
John Roberts.
His real name was John Roberts.
Doesn't sound very Caribbean.
He was born in Wales.
A Welsh pirate. Oh.
So, yes, Black Bart. And he, for the first 36 years of his life, he was very straight-laced.
Was he?
He was. He was a privateer to begin with, and then he was in the Royal Navy.
Well, you find that, I think, with a lot of the pirates, that, especially some of the ones that I've looked at, a lot of them were, well, like we mentioned before, privateers initially, or in the Navy, and then just realise that they're doing it and losing the majority of the share, and then they just go, they go rogue, don't they?
Well, he described his life as being a common sailor, a hard life with low wages. So, all in all, a bit shit. So what happened was, he was working aboard a slave ship called the Princess, which is a rather nice name for a ship that's doing a rather shitty job.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at, it looks like a princess.
Oh, Princess, the ship of princesses.
Oh, it had sparkles on it.
Yeah, they had pink and salt.
Yeah, powered on fairy dust, apparently.
No imperial leather on there.
Anyway, another pirate by the name of Howell Davies, another Welshie.
Yeah.
He captures the Princess in 1719. Whilst capturing the ship, he obviously captures all the crew.
Yeah.
Roberts, Black Bart, as he becomes to be known, he didn't really want to join the pirate ship to begin with. He was very reluctant.
Yeah, because often when they did plunder a ship and capture a ship, they'd give the crew the option, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
That you could either be marooned or killed, depending on who the pirate was, or you could join the pirate crew.
Yeah, you could become a pirate. So Roberts is forced onto the pirate ship under the pirate Howell Davies, and Davies makes him the navigator. Because he's a fellow taff, so he's getting on with him quite well.
Oh, yeah.
So he says, no, actually, I want you to be the navigator. So, reluctantly, Roberts, he goes, yeah, all right. But then he starts getting into it, you know. He starts to embrace his new pirate life.
Loves a bit of rum, shagging barrels.
Oh, yeah, he loves it.
He gets up on that deck
post 8 p.m.
Yeah, up in Bird's Nest, bollock naked. Bottle of rum in his hand.
I've seen him with
him. Chop, 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 chop. Swinging his cock around in Bird's Nest.
Yeah.
With a bottle of rum in his hand.
Doing an helicopter.
Yeah.
Windmilling on the South Pacific. So I'm miles off his date with that big.
Bonnelly took off.
That's how the helicopters were invented.
Yeah.
So they set sail. And just, as a point of interest, when Roberts was captured, they were on the Gold Coast of Africa. So they set sail from where he was captured, and they're going along the coast, and they're raiding a lot of Portuguese encampments in Africa at the time, because everyone's doing land grabs.
What? Land grabs.
Yeah, land taking grab. Over bits of
like taking over bits of countries, grabbing the land.
Because I'm thinking of Big Fat Gypsy Wedding here. No, they do go out.
Oh, grabbing!
Yeah, oh, that's grabbing. That's like copping off, rough gypsy style.
Right. Okay. Because I thought land grabs, is that a euphemism for going grabbing birds?
No. It's about seizing territory.
Mm-hmm.
Much. It's well, quite yeah. quite dull. In comparison to grabbing all of a gypsy's
ass. Well, you could say she's ass.
So they're raiding these encampments and they capture a ship and it's got £15,000 in the hold in gold coins.
Oof.
So then Roberts, he gets his first share, doesn't he?
Oh, and so he's like, fucking hell.
He's gone from
I've just made how much?
He's gone from three quid a month.
Yeah.
To getting an equal share in 15 grand.
He's going daft.
This changes.
No wonder he's doing helicoptering. He's like, bro, this is the life for me.
Well, exactly. That is exactly what it is. Right. This is the life for me.
I'm going to have a place in Bahamas.
I'm going for it. I'm going for it.
I'm going to retire by the time I'm 28.
So they carry on and they arrive at the Island of Princes and. While they're sailing...
What's the Island of Princes?
It's just a little island off the coast of Africa. And as they're sailing into the island, they hoist the English flag on the ship.
Yeah.
To make it look like they're coming in peace. We're not pirates. Honest. They dock at the docking station, whatever, where boats land. Harbour.
The harbour.
They pull into the harbour.
The docking station.
That's not computer.
Shut down the jetpacks. We're just entering the docking station.
You all knew what I meant.
I was thinking of a JBL flip at all. Getting on docking station, he's charging that.
Well, having slid into the docking station.
Slid as well. Oh. What about float? Because that's what boats generally do. You realise that boats slide across the water.
Where can I charge my ship?
I know, run out of juice, love.
Back it into that docking station over there. Cock.
So they arrive at the harbour and they all get off the boat and they go up and they convince the governor of the island that we're pirate hunters. Oh, and the governor's like, oh yeah, come ashore. And come on, come up to my mansion and we'll sit down and, like, not all the hoi polloi, just the posh people.
Mm.
Come on, we'll have a nice dinner.
Also, they proper convinced them. He's invited them round to their house and everything.
So they all go up to the governor's mansion, but then there's an ambush.
Scrub up, right? These lads, mustn't they? They must scrub up, all right.
Well, they must, but there's an ambush.
Yep.
The governor, he's not as thick as he's coming across. He realises that the pirates.
Ah!
So he leads them up.
Arr.
And the pistols start firing, and the captain, Harold Davies, gets a shot through the belly.
Oh, there's no coming back from that back in them days.
He's a goner.
Straight through into major organs.
Straight through, rips his guts out.
There's no surgery, is there? It's cauterised or nothing.
Yeah. So what they do is they all scarper back, get on the ship and sail off. And they get a bit out to sea and they're like, well, who's the boss
And then
now?
They sink because ship's not fully charged.
You know, they want to introduce this lad. Tell you what, the battery's
on 5%. We're on 5%.
Do you remember boats about 5 years ago where the batteries lasted 3 days? I've none of that anymore. 3 hours at best.
You're going to find a docking station every bloody night.
Sick of it.
So they have a vote, as we discussed earlier.
Yes,
they have a vote.
They love it, don't
and for revenge.
Surprisingly, they decide that Roberts, who's only been on the ship for 6 weeks, was a reluctant pirate. All the like down and outs were a bit thickles. He's good. He's the navigator. He can be the new captain.
Oh, so he's gone straight to top dog.
So he's gone straight
within
in
6 weeks.
Yeah.
He's done all right. So before he was like you said, 3 quid a year, and now he's on his what did we say? Shearing two shares?
Yeah, double share.
Within
double bubble.
6 weeks, he's on double bubble. Oh, he's wanking himself off silly.
So Roberts, he thinks about it. He thinks, well, should I do it or not? And then he writes down. Oh, he's quoted to have said, "It's better to be the boss than to be one of the bitches."
Oh yes,
he knows.
Here.
He knows.
So he decides, first of all, I've got to stamp my authority down on these
Bitches.
On these bitches, on this ship full of ruffians. So he sails back to the island of Princess to avenge the death of the former captain.
Oh, like it. So straight in for revenge.
I like it.
Straight into the docking station.
Well, he could just move on, could he? Yeah. Could he and move on to new ship? But no.
No, he's going back. Do you know what he's doing?
He's proving a point and he's getting the rest of the shipmen.
The seamen.
Not Harold, seamen. No, not seamen either.
No, they are seamen.
Are they?
There's seamen everywhere on ships.
Crew. And he's getting them on. If he goes back and avenges their old captain, they're going to be right behind him.
They're loving him. Well, he gets there, he docks, gets 30 men. They go storming up the island. They torch the governor's mansion. They shoot a load of people, kill the governor, steal two ships. And off they go!
Yay!
So now he's an official pirate. He needs to get a pirate name. So they come up with the name of Black Bart.
Why Black Bart?
They say because he had dark hair and a dark complexion.
Right. From Wales? Are you having a laugh?
Well, he's been out in the sun a lot, hasn't he? He's in Africa for 40.
Oh, he's not putting his back to 50 on, is he?
No, no, he's not. He's
it's a bit dull, isn't it? I mean, you think Black Bart because he's got black heart and he's callous and murderous and all that. He's just got a suntan.
Speaking of pirate names,
we've got a very useful website.
Yeah, well, Oriel said, I found this great website, give me my pirate name. So we've all gone on it and we found this website called
PirateNameGeneratorFun.com.
Ooh! Oriel can provide you with the full address.
Yeah. Yes, if you really want me to, I will.
HTTP.
/... pirate.namegeneratorfun.com/...
She said that slow for all the simpletons.
What's your name? Go on.
So my name, when you go on the pirate name generator, so you have to put in your first name and your last name, is Gail.
Well, you do need a strong wind on the seven seas.
Oh yeah. And Gail, you've got a light bulb head.
Gail. Gale, Ghost White Bruce, the Drunkard of Lion Bay. It's my pirate name. What's yours?
What's in the second
bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
Gale the what?
So mine's Gale Ghost White, so my middle name's Ghost White. Gale Ghost White.
Oh, Gale Ghost White.
Gale Ghost White Bruce.
Bruce.
Yeah, so what it does is it gives you your first name and your last name, and then it gives you, like, your nickname.
So my reputation is the Drunkard of Lion Bay.
Oh. Oh.
Nice.
What's yours?
I've just put mine in. And I've got Thad Twill.
Thad
Phil Flint. Sorry.
Say that again. Easy for you.
I can't get my words out. Thad Flint.
Thad Flint.
Yeah. And my nickname is Albatross Curse.
Oh, he's always fucking about with seagulls, this lad.
The Treasure of Death Retreat.
Should we do one for you?
I've got mine.
All of you.
Hold on. This pirate be a priceless catch.
Oh.
Aye, aye, ladies. With a heart of gold.
You had to get that in, didn't you?
And teeth to match.
Hey, there we go. Hey, do you know what?
Should go on thingy, blind date with Scylla.
Yeah.
And apparently my pirate is to be loaded to the gunwales on Grog. I don't know what that means.
Pisshead.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah,
you're a pisshead. My name is Ollie Terrible Cock.
Get bent.
It is.
Ollie Terrible Cock.
Yeah. Ollie Terrible Cock.
And what's the description?
My nickname is the Devil's Grin.
Oh, there'll be a Devil's Grin when he gets his terrible cock out. We said this before, didn't we?
It's
all them barnacles.
Yeah, it's true. And I'm a drunkard of crab sandbar.
You two
don't know what that means.
I'm here, heart of gold and teeth to match.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're just two fucking old soakers, aren't we, pub?
That's me, Captain.
Piss cans in Sam's Bar in London.
Yeah. Standing around Sam's Bar, I remember when we sold.
We sailed the seven seas and plundered that ship.
Yeah, remember when I shagged about 16 barrels and one bowl?
It was full by the end of the journey.
Oh, semen everywhere.
Oh, there were bloody semen here, there and everywhere in every crevice.
Oh, not bloody semen. You want to see a doctor?
That's too much bigger.
I don't know, all them splinters.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Right, so onwards with Black Bart. After the
captain now.
Yeah. After the major success of the first attack, they start going mental. They're going off. They're getting
untouchable.
Attacking boats all over the shore.
Whee.
These attacks become legendary, and these parties that went with them also as legendary.
They love a good party.
They do. They do.
After one attack, they went ashore and spent 2,000 pieces of eight in one night.
No way.
On a massive
mad bastard got a booth. They got a booth in their massive vodka bottles.
Yeah, and Grey Goose.
Yeah.
Grey Goose and a massive, like, what's
pink
it called?
Cristal champagne. Yeah. Oh, they went mad.
Yeah, they went mad. Bitches all over shaking the booty.
Yeah.
However, a bad thing happens to Black Bart.
Oh, does it?
While he's off having a major piss up with all his hearties, one of his men, called Walter Kennedy, he makes off with one of the treasure ships that they've captured.
Oh, he's a rogue.
And most of the booty that they'd collected, and Bart is furious.
I bet he is. Nicked his swag.
He's nicked all his swag, so he's left with nothing. He's got no ship, and he's got only a small fraction of his crew, so he has to build himself up again.
Oh, my.
But then, from that day onward, he would never have another Irishman as a member of the crew. Because he thought,
tarnished them all.
Well, yeah, well, what
they can't be trusted, these paddies, now.
No, they can't, really.
Sailing off with my boat full of gold.
Yeah, the less said about that, the better.
So, he has a meeting with his men, and they say, shall we go to the Caribbean, or shall we go to Brazil and do some pirating? So they decide to go for Brazil, and after 28 days of sailing, they land at the island of Ferdinando.
Oh, sounds nice.
Sounds very
cracking
exotic.
Tapas.
Yeah.
Cracking tapas on beach there. I've been before. Right on beach. They do a great calamari.
Oh, yeah, I bet they do.
Well, while they're there eating calamari, they get all ready. They get all new guns and
blue and white checkered tablecloths.
They get new tablecloths for
new
ship.
New tablecloths. Do they all get dressed up as well? All get ready. Have my fake tan on.
Yeah.
Where's your old gel, Barry?
They all wear white to show off the tan.
Oh, yes. I thought they would, yeah.
White pants.
White pants.
White
shoes.
White vests.
Everything white.
Backwards caps.
So they're ready for pirating. So now they have to set sail. Got the nice flip flops on. And they sail for 9 weeks down the Brazilian coast.
Fucking hell, eh?
Cruise.
And they come in across some ship. So the first ship they come across was part of a convoy of 42. And because the convoy was so big, they just joined it. Like hiding in plain sight, pretending to be part of the convoy. And then they snuck up on one of the ships at the back, pulled alongside it. Some of the pirates swung across, jumped on, and just nicked it. They didn't even have to have a fight or anything.
They didn't have to wire it.
They just nicked it, and it was full of £40,000 worth of gold coins, sugar and tobacco.
Oh, dear.
The teeth are going to be ruined.
Yeah, chewing all that tobacco and eating sugar.
Exactly. No wonder they'll have gold teeth like you. So they take the new ship, and they fly off, and they find to make
do a couple of donuts. They've nicked it. They'll have to, won't they? A couple of donuts. They go on to school pitch. Doing a couple of donuts and then they fuck off. High speed chase, dead coast.
Well, they make port at Devil's Island and have another big piss up. And then they get ready for the last of the voyages, shall we say. Because it's a short career for old Black Bart.
What is it?
A short career.
Oh, a short career. I thought you said a short courier. Someone just dropped off a package.
You've not got DHL, right?
You couldn't see him.
They were only about 4'2", eh?
So they set sail for the Windies.
West Indies?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And they are making a bloody mess of Barbados. I tell you, they're making a right mess.
Plundering everywhere.
Plundering.
Literally, cans everywhere.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Cans out, just chucking them overboard.
Yeah. Oh, cans out. Teeth out, cans out.
Shouting to the beach. Get your tits out.
It's not a booze cruise. They're not in a beach.
Causing chaos, they are. Causing chaos.
Oh, yeah,
inflatable crocodiles cast in sea.
Bruce Cruise, €20. All the cheap, unnamed shit drink you can stomach.
Shots galore, they were.
Shots.
Doing shots out of bitches' belly buttons.
Bitches' belly buttons.
Oh, it were mad.
Hungover and sunburnt by 3 o'clock.
Yeah. all red. Red as fuck they were. Yeah. So they took the white vests off.
Yeah.
Still had a white vest on.
One of them went on that slide off the yacht and, you know, they got plastic burn all down the back.
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
Big Al jumped off, did a belly flop.
Oh, yeah. You should see him now. He's in pain.
Proper slap.
All of them on board. Oh!
Yeah. The Jaegers were flowing. We had such a great time.
Well, amongst all this madness on the booze cruise, old Black Bart, he manages to steal a Royal Navy ship.
Bloody hell.
A big one as well.
Sneak it while everyone's pissed up.
A proper Royal Navy ship.
21 gun salute.
It's described as a massive frigate.
Oh, is it then?
Yeah, and...
calm it down.
He renames it the Royal Fortune, and it's got 40 cannons on it. He's taking it to the next level now, and he's upset someone, obviously, in the Navy, because you can't just nick a Royal Navy, because this time... the Royal Navy are like the best navy in the world, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a bit above himself. He's got a bit. He was like too many shots on the booze cruise. He's gone in, nicked a Royal Navy boat, so they're after him now. As he's still in the Barbados area, a ship called the Swallow.
The what, sorry?
The Swallow.
The seamen are in the Swallow.
The seamen are in the Swallow. And while Black Bart is eating his breakfast, he is informed that the Swallow has crept up directly behind him.
And Chicky.
The reason they don't notice is because they've all had a big heavy night again.
Well, yeah, well, like we said, they're on shots now.
They've been celebrating. They had a big booty
slippery
the day before.
Nipples, sex on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
So Bart...
fish balls.
Knowing that the end is nigh, you think...
what's that one called now? Mixed with Baileys and lime
cordial. Cement mixer.
Oh, yeah, they were on cement mixers last night. Sick as a dog this morning.
Cheeky Vimtos.
Oh, yeah.
So, Bart decides, well, I'm going out...
Frank, we're drinking Guinness for a straw. Mad bastard.
Well, shagging barrel. Couldn't believe me eyes. He can do it, that lad.
Had an umbrella in here. What's all that about?
So, Bart decides he is going to put on his best coat, his finest waistcoat, and his best gold chain, and he's going to go out fighting. The Swallow comes alongside his ship and starts firing off cannons. And then from the cannons, they fired out what they call grape shot, which instead of being one big dobber cannonball,
like a shot,
was like loads of little cannonballs, which came out. And as they shoot it, one of the grape shot hits him, goes straight through him, and he drops dead.
Oh, shit. Shit.
So, no saving him.
No saving
he's
him.
He's a goner.
No well, grape shot.
He made it very clear to his men that he didn't want his body to be captured, so they quickly throw him overboard.
Do they now?
Oh, weird.
And he goes down in Davy Jones's locker, never to be seen again. Now, 272 other pirates were captured. Without their leader, they gave up their vessel and they were defeated. Of the crew, 52 of the Africans were sold back into slavery. 54 were hanged.
You what?
And the rest were made to be servants.
Oh.
And that's that. That's the end of Black Bart.
Bloody hell.
So, you see, it's all good fun being a pirate, isn't it? It's all shits and giggles and getting pissed and going mental until you're dead. So there you have it. The story of Black Bart, one of the most famous pirates.
It's very much live fast, die young.
Oh, definitely.
Being a pirate.
You're not
live
taking out a pension.
Live fast, die young.
Is this a song?
It is, that's what the
it is now.
Pirates made it up.
All right, I like it.
It's a good life while it lasts. You know, you're shagging, you're drinking, you've got loads of money in
shagging
bank.
Shagging barrels as well when you've not got a
you've got no
shag.
Teeth from all sugar and tobacco.
Yeah.
I could live with that though. I'd
dental
be happy.
Hygiene's scurvy.
I would be totally happy if I had a diet of tobacco teeth? And sugar. I'd literally sacrifice my
I'd be
teeth.
Buzzing.
Literally, I'd yeah, I'd be like, buzzing. Yeah, well hard, love it.
I had a quick look at Blackbeard.
Blackbeard.
No.
Well, I wonder why he was called Blackbeard.
Well, the thing with Blackbeard is he was one of the good guys in the pirate world.
Was he?
I thought he was a bad egg.
No. Well, this is the thing. What Blackbeard had was good branding.
He had dreadlocks in his beard, didn't he?
He had dreadlocks. Well, apparently this
quite fit.
He was pretty tall. Yeah, but he was. He was charismatic.
Put it on shag straight away. Yeah.
He was charismatic, should we say. His notoriety, I think, comes more from his appearance rather than his actual, well, evil, plundering, piratey ways.
I'm a baddie.
Well,
a nuke.
Baruch.
He, like, as you would imagine, big black beard. But apparently it was from his eyes down. You know, you get these blokes with really high beards.
Yeah.
Come right up the cheeks. You were one of them. Born in Bristol. You were a Bristol lad.
Bristol.
Found his way into pirating worlds. I mean, we're not...
What's the Bristol accent now? What?
Dead country, ain't it? Oohar and all that.
Literally, it is oohar, it is. That's where the Bristol accent... Yeah.
Oohar.
I'm
a pirate.
I'm a pirate and I'm going fishing.
Got some cider.
Cider, yeah.
I fell into the Bristol fucking channel and now I have to be a pirate because I got wet.
But what he used to... Apparently, like, the look of him was just frightful. You know, he had these piercing eyes, this massive black beard. When they'd attack a ship, he'd light matches and put them under his hat so that smoke would come out.
He had a smoking head.
And he was really tall and he just looked fucking frightening.
He looked like a bit of a mad head.
Apparently this...
I bet he'd do out for a fiver.
In times of action, he stuck lit matches under his hat, which appeared on each side of his face. His eyes, naturally looking fierce and wild, made him altogether such a figure that imagination cannot form an idea of a fury from hell. A look more frightful.
Shit your pants scurry.
He was shit your pants scurry.
See, Black Bart, he were all like clean cut and look at me red waistcoat.
Well,
Black Beard, he's more...
Yeah, but Black Beard were... Look at me, but he wasn't very...
He wasn't very stabby.
Stabby, right, okay.
But he did do a lot of plundering, but what he'd often do is he'd let people go afterwards. So he was a nice pirate.
Aww,
he did die, he got his head cut off by a bounty hunter. I mean, we're not going to go into... We're scanning
bounty
over the edge.
Bounty hunter.
It wasn't dog.
Right, I'm going to say it.
We're just giving you a flavour.
But Charles Gibbs, on the other hand.
Oh, come Gibbo. On. Fucking oh, Gibbo. Oh, Gibbs.
Original name, James Jeffers.
Why does he change his name to Clive Gibbs?
Exactly. Why would you change your name for a double J to Charles Gibbs? I don't know, but he did.
Because then you can go, Gibbo.
Hung in 1831, Gibbo is regarded, get this, the last pirate of New York that didn't work on Wall Street.
Oh, hey. That's very cutting, now, isn't it?
That's very cutting, yeah.
But what's strange, what's interesting about Charles Gibbs is that he was actually from an affluent background.
A rich kid.
Well, not a rich kid as such, but his dad was a merchant seaman with the Navy. Got himself up the ranks, you know, so he was born into...
So he's been running around on a boat since he was a little lad, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
He's got an affinity.
And he had a pathway into the Navy and probably find himself at a similar rank as his dad if he carried on. But...
Ah, but nepotism. Straight in.
He got into privateering.
Oh, did he?
Good lad.
Through his dad. And again, like many of the other pirates before him, said, for this, I can do it myself. And 10 times as much coin. The thing with Gibbo is, though, nasty bastard.
Oh,
God.
Became, well, you see.
This is apparently where the phrase comes from that's in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Right, okay.
With a direct quote from Gibbo when he had the noose ready.
Well, you see, there's them what got to work and there's them what love work, isn't there?
Well, exactly. Over a 10-year period... he ravaged dozens of ships across America, the West Indies, Europe, leaving a trail of blood behind him. He'd rob and butcher the entire crew. So he'd go on there, he'd take the booty, and then if there were a couple of big strong lads on there, he might give him the option of joining his crew.
Come on.
Other than that, throat slit. Over the 10 years that he was pirating, he murdered over 400 people.
Oh, my.
Personally.
Alright, so that's pretty serious.
That's tackle, pretty that, serious.
He'd be putting his hand up for overtime, this lad.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll do overtime. But we're going out on the piss, Gibbo. Leave me, I'll look after this.
Bloodthirsty.
Lads.
Bloodthirsty was. It was said that he was a big fan of rape. massive fan of rape.
I'm a rape ultra. Rape.
It was claimed that they once...
I've joined the fan club and everything. I've got
listen
my papers.
To the podcast. Have you heard the rape podcast? Fantastic.
Oh, I love a bit of rape. I'm so into rape. I do. I've joined a club at the weekends. We're the rape club.
It's like Girl Scouts, but for adults.
It's claimed that they managed to capture a Dutch ship bound for Holland after picking up slaves in Africa, where all the passengers, men and women, were murdered straight away. Killed them all, except for one beautiful Dutch girl.
All right. Yeah.
They took her to shore,
put her in a barrel.
It wasn't a barrel, but it was a cell, a small cell, should we say.
So, basically, did she get poked to death?
She got poked many times. I mean, it's not nice, this, is it?
No, it's not nice. Well, you did say that Gibbo were a nasty
bastard. Well, he's a nasty bastard, and you know, we can't be skimming over the truth.
We can't.
It happened.
Well, no, they're not all gentleman pirates. Some of them were right cunts.
To the point that eventually they just gave her poison and threw her dead body in the sea.
Oh, dear. Now, that's horrible.
It is. So that was Gibbo, right nasty bastard.
Yeah.
Sounded like a right piece of work, to be quite honest. But was he as bad as the pirate I've got a tale to tell about?
I don't know.
Dem Bones.
Dem crazy bones.
Dem crazy bones.
Dem dry bones.
Dem dry bones.
Dem old dem bones.
Dem neck bones.
Fuck off. It's not real.
Your neck bone, don't you, do you? Your thigh bone. Your thigh bone's connected to you. Your neck bone.
Come on.
Is that his name?
Tell us
Dem
more.
Bones. You listen to this story, your mind will be blown.
I will be amazed if he's actually called Dem Bones.
Well, no, but the tale's actually called Dem Bones.
Oh, you bloody led me down the garden path there.
So, this is actually based in America, and this is actually like a tale that was told by local people of Sandy Hook.
Topical.
Don't take your kids
very,
to school there.
It's very topical. So, this is all about a captain that went by the name of Captain Kidd. Double D.
Billy the Kid.
Captain Kidd.
Geordie Kidd.
So he was on his errands one day.
Brian Kidd.
Captain Kidd was on his journey up the American coast. So this is very American based, you know.
Carry on up the Americas.
We're a crack of that. We said.
So, but what he was, what he initially said.
Oh, what a lovely brilliant you've got there. Feed. Ooh, what a lovely pair. Carry on up the coast. Carry on.
Carry on. Come on, Ariel. Do give us a Barbara Windsor. Ping your bra across the room.
Get me bazumba. Don't you be disappointed.
Fingers on nips.
Oh, we've got Double D in the kid, man.
Fingers on nips. Preserve your modesty.
You can't see me busters, can you? Yeah. You can't see them, can you?
Bullions on nips.
Yeah. If the nipple's covered, the buster is hidden.
I can see Barbara Windsor now in a naked in a barrel.
Bending down, put a finger on her nips.
Ooh!
Oh, my nips are being my ankles.
Ooh, Captain!
Oh, dear. Oh, Captain Kidd, you dirty boy. Anyway, moving on from that.
Get your Double D's over here.
Let's have a suckle on them.
Oh, I say.
Mama. So,
carry on.
Captain Kidd, he was on his trail looking for his stolen booty. And he found it near a grove of gnarled, windswept pines on Sandy Hook. One moonless dark night, the adventure galley slid. Didn't just float, it slid.
Slid. See, I told you slid were a boat.
So he slid into the harbour before the wandering eyes of two hidden watchers.
Ooh.
A crew of scurvy buccaneers.
Of scurvy buccaneers?
Scurvy buccaneers.
Not buccaneers.
They might be buccaneers, I don't know.
Oriole's pissed.
And with cutlasses.
No, with cutlasses.
A reading's not coming on.
Cutlasses.
How did you cut down lasses with me cutlass?
Yeah.
I did that on purpose, dickheads. Cutlasses. And pistols.
Pistols?
Pistols being the opportune word.
He got his pistol out. They're in America, don't forget. He got his pistol out.
Oh, pistols. Yeah. That's what we've got, a pistol.
Pistols.
They rode boatload after boatload of heavy chests into the shore.
Oh, Bab's out again.
Yeah, Cheb's are out, Pap's out. Big cans busters. Are out.
Chebs are buttocks. I'm sorry, we've had this before.
Oh, chebs are tits. Buttocks. Cans are tits. Chebs are tits.
Tits are tits.
Take it from me because I've got a purr.
Tits are tits.
So's Paul.
Busters are tits.
Oh, fat bastard. Cough, cough.
Moobs are tits. There's nothing wrong with my tits.
Mama. Mama.
I'm on a specialist website if you want to log on and see me.
Anyway, they're accompanied by a tall, proud man.
Who are they?
With red whiskers. And a cocked hat that the watchers recognised at once as the bold leader, Captain Kidd. The captain led his men away from the shore and they disappeared with them into the grove of pines. The pirates were gone a long time. Long enough, according to those who watched, to bury an amount of treasure.
So basically, they were burying the treasure in the pine grove off Sandy Hook.
Oh, and these blokes have spotted them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They've been seen, all right. Don't you worry.
Oh, watching from a distance.
Yeah, yeah. So they've got some spies, on job. So they came away before dawn and rowed back to the Adventure Galley and sailed into the last vestiges of the Dark Knight. So they thought they got away with it.
They thought the treasure's nice and safe. We'll come back, pick that up for a big piss up.
Exactly,
these
yeah.
two spotters have got other plans, haven't
they?
They're thinking,
indeed, yeah.
fucking quids in, you know.
Get them shovels out.
Indeed, yeah. So the eager watchers, of course, kept their knowledge quiet and scurried down to the pine grove a few days later, armed with lanterns and shovels. But nary a gold coin found there.
Aye, you're getting right into the accent, Oreo.
Oh, and in frustration, they shared their tale with other good folks in the region. Not just the village, the region. After that, there was not a night when the pine grove did not see someone digging fervently with a shovel. It were fucking rammed. It were like a festival.
Like a fucking potato farm down there.
Eh? Local shop owner, he's loving it. Fucking
oh, yeah.
spades.
The footfall in here, it's gone up tenfold.
You want a spade? 200 quid, mate.
Spade
200
merchant.
Quid a spade.
Bang, bang, can't get enough of it. Travels, I've sold out a lot. Fucking spoons have gone. No fucking spoons left.
All I can offer you is one of them long things, like with a bit of a hoe. I can't dig a fucking hole with an hoe. That's all I've got, mate. I've just got holes.
I mean, that or a Pringles shoe. That'll do for digging one. Digging and shagging, that's all they're good for. Decades of people flooding this area
of digging
of Sandy Hook. So they had decades of the pine grove grave up and the ghost died away completely. The ghost of the treasure digging.
Oh, right. So you mean the tale,
the tale
was lost to the
ether. So it was gone. So the tale of all this, it was gone. By that time, there was nothing left of the spot save a few stunted trees, some windswept grass, and on a certain dark night, Dem bones.
Maybe someone did find the treasure though, and just didn't tell anybody.
Yeah. Well, this is where we go into the story of Dem Bones, because everyone must be thinking, who's Dem Bones? What was that involved?
Yeah, we have no idea.
So, Dem Bones was actually the skeletal crew of Captain Kidd.
Dem Bones sounds like he's got a jerk chicken place down in Shoreditch.
Yeah, he has. Fantastic.
Come and eat my chicken.
Hey, buddy, come on. I got the lot of chicken on the roast. Yeah. Hey, have you been down that Dem Bones place? Cracking.
Oh, you should see the sauces, the condiments outweigh the actual meal.
Oh, I tell you what, it does a lovely pitter, lemon chicken. Oh, his sauces are to die for.
To die for.
You jerk.
So as I said, Dem Bones are actually the skeletal crew of Captain Kidd. So we've already described Captain Kidd, he had his red stubble, couldn't quite grow a beard, he was no black beard, oh no.
But I have no idea what you're going on about now.
Captain Kidd.
Has he buried some people? Is this,
well, this
where
is
the
what
bones
I'm getting
are?
To. This is what I'm getting to. So the story of Dem Bones.
Right.
They're the skeletal crew, as I've said thousands of times. They came sailing up the ship that night, made of shadows. This ship moves silently up the coast at the dark of the moon and anchors near the shores of Sandy Hook. Two or three boats are lowered from her side and they are filled up with the eager forms of glowing skeletons wearing cocked hats and tattered buccaneers garb.
So what are you saying? It's like that ship off Goonies what sails away.
You just wait and see. Around their waist are belts full of pistols and long cutlasses.
Hey, you guys.
The biggest of Dem Bones.
It's One-Eyed Willie.
The one that is probably the first mate has a skeletal parrot perched on his shoulder.
Oh, fuck off.
Come on.
Where have you got this from?
Dem Bones carry heavy drinks.
Crypts of the night.
Oh, no, this is a true
Jeepers creepers.
You don't say it's a true story.
It's a true story. this is a true story.
Oh yeah, fucking pirate with a skeletal pirate on his shoulder.
This happened as true as I'm sat here. Listen to this.
We're telling proper historical facts here. This is and you're coming on with bloody skeletal.
Captain Kidd was a real man and he was a pirate, I'll have you know. So Den Bones, they carry heavy trunks full of treasure onto the shore and scatter them all around the place where the pine grove once stood. Then the pirate crew hauls out kegs and kegs of whiskey, and one of the skeletons takes out a fiddle.
Fuck off! I'm a bit lost now. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
So we're at the site where they've buried all the treasure originally.
Yeah, so is this happening again?
Yeah, so this is
right, I'm with you. So the pirate ship actually went there and then it sailed away.
Yes.
And then years later, the ghosts of the pirates
come back.
The skeletons sailed back.
Exactly. Right.
The doubloon has dropped.
Yeah.
I was going to say, ba-bumf, the penny drops.
So on the back of the skeleton taking out a fiddle, a phantom fire is lit on the sand, and Den Bones starts such a rowdy scene.
What's a phantom fire?
A phantom fire is like a...
Is it a ghost fire?
It's a ghost fire.
It's like a normal fire, but it don't burn, and
it goes, ooh.
If you put your arse on it, it won't burn. So the phantom fire is lit. Den Bones starts such a rowdy singing and dancing that the noise would wake the dead.
Well, they're already up dancing.
There we go. If they weren't already awake, haha.
Oh, dear me.
So when they're exhausted from the dancing, and the glowing skeletons collapse on the stand and start telling stories about...
stories?
The Dutch?
They start telling stories about the ships they have captured and the treasure they have amassed. Some of Den Bones open the big trunks and take out jewels and ropes of pearls and adorn themselves.
Oh, I bet they do.
Oh, there's tossed gold coins
back and forth as if they were a child's ball. At the darkest part of the night, just before dawn, Den Bones pack up the trunks and row back to the Ship of Shadows.
Off they went with the trunk.
One by one, the glowing skeletons disappeared into the hold and the ship draws anchor and sails away.
I'm still a little bit, like, I feel like I'm a little bit none the wiser. None the wiser, but does this happen on a regular
occurrence? It's an awakening every year. So
it happens every year.
So Den Bones... So I
feel like you've missed some integral parts of the story. Yeah.
So Captain Kidd...
The ghost story being part of it.
So
I thought they'd come back for the treasure. Turns out the skeletons.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
So Captain Kidd is the spirit of Captain Kidd, just to reiterate.
Yeah, for them it's not picking it up right.
So that's the story of Captain Kidd. Very insightful, as you'll be able to tell.
Oh, well, that was a lovely story.
It was.
Story being the word where we're sharing facts.
Captain Kidd was a real bloke.
Well, he was, but his bloody dancing skeleton weren't, were it?
Let me tell you, it was true, that.
Well, I mean, you never know. You never know. You've got to be a believer. You've got to believe in these things.
Exactly.
Got to have the faith.
Would you fancy yourself as a bit of a pirate?
I'd be a terrible pirate, to be honest. I'd be too hot. I'd be getting chafing. I'd be sunburnt. Be getting all upset. I'm not really built for a life on the seven seas.
No?
No. I'd be thinking, I'd be needing germaline and, you know, factor 50 and all that.
Yeah, well, Vaseline for when you get
home. Have you got any travel sick pills?
Sea legs.
You know, something like that.
Have you got any...
Got a knotted anchor, keeps sun off.
Have you got a string vest just to keep up my look?
Oh, I've got a rope burn. Have you got any of that special moisturiser for your hands?
Small finger.
You know, but I can't climb.
Small finger.
You think this frame can get up a fucking rope ladder? I mean, this body's not doing it. I'm no pirate.
You'd be all right in the old bird's nest, keeping a watch out.
Eyes are going
shitting on those below.
I'd be all right as just being like the captain, just sitting in a chair
and just telling everyone what to do.
Just telling everyone else what to do.
Well, you need some nautical experience.
Chris, a bit like Shaggy Barrel.
Hey, I've been round.
I'd probably be sat inside it.
I've been round Southport on a pedalo.
So about Lytham St Anne's cracking day out. Get on that pedal.
No, you mean fucking Brighton, don't you?
No, Lytham St Anne's has got a little boating lake. Don't you worry about that.
No, but Brighton's much nearer to London than Lytham St Anne's.
Yes, of course. Yes, but I've been there a few times when I ventured north.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's pirates, I think.
Yo-ho, me hearties, yo-ho.
Not mentioning Captain Pugwash for one.
We have.
We have.
Yeah. Semen stains.
Which podcast we didn't, have you been on?
We didn't delve into his life.
He's a cartoon character. He's like your bloody Dem Bones. Bloody
Dem Bones. I don't think you think pirates exist at all.
That'd be enough fiction for one night.
I've had enough.
So there you go.
Thank you everybody for listening to this interesting pirate edition. It'd be interesting if everybody got in touch with their pirate names.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Let us know your pirate names.
We'll send it. We'll put a link on the Twitter page tonight to the website, HTTPS.
No, we won't. Just search it up and post us your names. Unless you're taking personal responsibility for that.
Turns out Oriel owns the website. Yeah. Full of pop-up ads.
And oh yeah, how much money are you making from this bloody pirate game?
What do you two like to know?
A bloody purse is fucking full of pieces of eight, yeah. I'll tell you.
Oh, you know it. You know
and
it.
Pearls. Oh, it's been good. It's been lovely. It's been jubbly. Thank you very much for listening. And as always, give us some reviews on iTunes.
Yes.
That'd be proper good, wouldn't it?
That'd be fantastic, yeah.
Give us a review.
Send us some rum.
Send us some rum.
If you had our address.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Just send us some virtual rum.
If anybody wants stickers, let us know and we'll get some to you.
Yeah, Terence, your stickers are in the post.
Are they?
Well, they will be.
Right. Shortly, yeah.
Righty-ho, that's us. It's been a pleasure.
It's been an absolutely...
Oh, it's a pleasure, never a cheer.
Me hearties.
Me hearties. Thank you.
Me fellow buccaneers.
And me cult lasses.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
You have to start speaking when we say we'll give it a test. You don't hold quiet.
I am, I'm doing
it. Moving up a little bit. That's not very helpful either. Can you speak some words?
Hello, hello.
Hiya, my name's John.
Talk like you're the host of a professional podcast.
Charlie Foxtrot Tango Banana.
Kebab, kebab, roll or twister.
Get your decade.
Woohoo, look at him. Look at him, Julie. Get your dick out.
Get your dick out. Get your ring out for the ladies.
Oh, I bet he's got a right schlong on him, Julie. Oh,
look at that king peach.
Hey, buns of steel.
We're so childish.
Yeah, it's like as soon as the microphone's on.
I know, you're turning to kids.
Yeah, it's like as soon as you get hold of a dictionary, right?
Get hold of a dick.
Let's look it up. Knob. Knob. Shag.
Let's put boobies on the calculator.
Erection. Right, let's have a listen.